Welcome to Omnia Talks, where truth meets spirit and conversation becomes a doorway. Here, we question systems, remember who we are, and rise beyond illusion. This isn't just a podcast, it's a return to the source within all things. I'm your host, Ryan, and together we awaken the light that never left. Somewhere deep inside you, before the noise, before the roles, before the pain, there was a light, a presence, a knowing. That's the real you. We call it many things, soul, consciousness, essence, but it's all pointing to the same truth. You are not a body with a spirit. You are a spirit remembering how to live in a body. You know, there was a time when I'd forgot that, when I felt completely disconnected. Like I was just going through the motions. Wake up, work, train, repeat. And even though I was doing all the right things, something inside me felt off. Like I was living from the outside in and not the inside out. And then one day, I don't even know why, I slowed down. I went for a walk, you know, no phone, no music, just the sound of my own breath and the wind moving through the trees. And for the first time in a very long time, I felt still. I felt that quiet energy underneath everything, that awareness that just is. And in that moment, I realized I'm not just this body trying to figure out life. I'm the life within the body, the one who is observing, learning, and expanding. That part of me never left. I just stopped listening. Now, the moment that you remember that you are more than just flesh and bone, something shifts. You know, you stop chasing meaning and you start feeling it. You begin to see that the divine was never somewhere out there. It's always been here in you. You know, the world taught us to identify with, you know, what we see, our names, our jobs, our faces in the mirror. You know, we were told who to be, what to want, and how to measure our worth. But identity is not who you are. It's what you wear. Somewhere along the way, we begin to believe, you know, we were small. We traded wonder for logic. We measured success by what we could collect instead of what we could feel. And the more that we tried to be somebody, the further we drifted away from who we truly are. You know, I felt that pressure, and I'm sure many of you have as well. You know, the pressure to always be something. Whether that's to build or to achieve or to just prove yourself. Especially in the world of fitness, it's very easy to get caught up in an image. You know, you start to believe that your worth depends on how you look, how many clients you have, and how people see you. But even when I hit certain goals, you know, there was always that quiet voice inside me whispering, is this really who you are, or just who you think you need to be? And when I'd slow down, even for a second, I could feel that truth underneath it all. That being is more powerful than becoming. That my value was never in what I built. It was and will always be in who I am. Now, if you close your eyes and listen beneath the noise, beneath the thoughts, you'll find that gentle hum of life that's always been there. That quiet pulse that doesn't speak in words, but in peace. That's you, eternal, expansive, and infinite. Not the name that you were given, it's not the story that you've lived, but the awareness that's been here through it all. That's what remembering feels like to me. It's not some big aha awakening moment. It's subtle. It's in the breath. It's in stillness. And it's in realizing, even when life falls apart, the real me never does. Because who I am can't be broken. And when you start remembering that truth, life begins to open again. Not because the world is changing around you, but because you do. Because the moment you remember who you are, you start to see everything differently. You know, science will tell us that energy can't be created or destroyed. It only transforms. Everything in this universe, every star, every heartbeat, every thought is energy shifting form. So what makes you think you ever truly began or could ever end? Your soul isn't some abstract idea. It's the current that flows through every part of you. It's the silent rhythm moving behind the breath, behind your heartbeat, behind that spark of intuition that says, go here, or wait, or trust this. It's what moves through you when you lose track of timing, you know, doing something that you love, when you feel love without any reason, when you know something before your mind can even explain it. That's not imagination. That's the divine within you speaking its native language. And now I feel that energy the most when I'm fully present. Sometimes it's during a workout when I'm locked in, everything else fades, and it's just me in that flow. Other times it's in stillness when I stop trying to do and just be. That's when I realize how connected everything really is. You know, the people that I meet, the things that happen, none of it's random. It's all energy reflecting where I am on the inside. And the soul, that readiness, that openness isn't about control. It's about trust. It's about knowing that the same energy that beats our hearts is guiding our path. You know, every experience, every emotion is simply energy in motion. Even your pain, it's just energy asking to be felt, to be seen, to be released. You were never meant to suppress it. You were meant to transmute it, to take fear and turn it into wisdom, to take struggle and to turn it into strength. That's what the soul does. That's what you came here to remember. And I used to think that being spiritual meant being above it all, but now I see it as being within it all. Feeling it, learning from it, seeing even the hard moments as part of the design, because when you trust that everything is energy, you stop resisting life. You start flowing with it. And that's when things begin to move. You know, you are not here to escape this world. You are here to illuminate it, to bring light into form, to remind this planet what divine energy looks like when it chooses to love in human form. And the more that you live from that energy, the more you begin to remember you were never lost, just awakening. You know, when life feels heavy, it's not because you're weak. It's because you're trying to live as half of who you are. You know, we spend so much time looking outward, chasing approval, chasing peace, chasing purpose, that we forgot to turn inward. The world will tell you to seek these answers in success, in followers, in validation. But the universe, God, whispers something different. Turn inward. Because everything that you have been searching for has been inside of you all along. And this has been probably one of the hardest things that I've had to learn. You know, there was times when I looked for peace outside of myself, and I'm sure you have as well. You know, in whether that was in work, in a relationship, or even just in achievements. But that never lasted. It's the moments that changed me the most. The moments that changed me the most were the quiet ones. When I finally stopped trying to fix or chase anything and just listened. Sometimes it's in the middle of a workout when the noise fades and I can just feel my heartbeat syncing with my breath. That's when I remember I'm already everything I've been searching for. It's not about becoming more, it's about coming home. You don't find your divinity, you uncover it. It's beneath every fear, every doubt, every story that told you you're not enough. Each time that you choose love over fear, truth over illusion, stillness over chaos, you return to yourself. You remember that you are both the question and the answer, the drop and the ocean, and the human and the divine. That's what remembering means to me. It's not a destination. It's not, it's a rhythm. Some days you're gonna be aligned, and some days you're not, and you're gonna forget, and that's okay. Because even forgetting is a part of remembering. That is exactly how the soul wakes up. You were never meant to live disconnected. You were meant to remember again and again until love becomes your default language. Until being human feels like the most sacred thing in this universe. So next time, when you doubt yourself, remember this. You are not here by accident. You are not just human. You are consciousness expressing itself through flesh and bone. Your soul didn't come here to be perfect. It came here to experience everything, to love, to learn, to fail, to rise, and through it all, to remember. Remember who you are. And if there's one thing I hope you take from this, it's not that you are separate from the divine. You are the divine. Every time you breathe, move, forgive, or choose compassion instead of judgment, you are living proof of that. The world doesn't need you to be somebody else. It just needs you to be awake, aware, and real. That is how we remember together. If this message touched you in some kind of way, I just want you to take a moment today, just one, to sit in stillness and to feel your own light. That quiet pulse within you is the part that never left, never broke, never dimmed. That's your soul saying, I'm still here. And when you remember that, you can face anything. Just want to thank you guys for tuning in today. It's been a good one. If you guys did like this, please like, hit the subscribe button, share this with friends or family that you think that's going to resonate with. So yeah, appreciate you guys tuning in once again, and I'll be back for another one next week. Take care and have a great rest of your day.